Welcome to Playoff Football, No Relation NFL Podcast. Matt and Bill Williamson. Matt, Happy New Year. How you doing?
I am fantastic. How are you? Happy New Year to you as well.
Yeah, doing good, man. Exciting time. I kind of like this time a lot from a reporter's perspective because there's a lot of news going on with the hirings and firings and playoffs coming around. So today I think the plan is to talk about these job openings, and then we're going to predict our playoff choices, and then we're going to talk about this weekend's game. So we've got a lot going on. Six openings, and they are in, you know, the Rams, Bills, Jaguars early, Rams, and then 49ers, Chargers on Sunday night, and then Gary Kubiak resigns on Sunday night. I think that was the big surprise. There's no such thing as Black Monday this year. I guess some jobs could open, but right now we're at six. What's your best job? Excuse me. What's your best opening right now of those six?
Yeah, and on a different podcast, I really went into each one, and I acted as if I was a head coaching candidate and strengths and weaknesses of all of them. And I think my final rankings went Denver, San Diego, Jacksonville, Buffalo, L.A., and then a distant sixth is the Niners.
You know, the only difference we have is Buffalo and the Rams flipped around. And remember, when Jeff Fisher was fired 3 weeks ago, everybody was saying what a great job that was. And it might be okay, but I have it four, you have it five. That's what stands out to me, that there's some good jobs out there, and that's kind of rare.
Yeah, I think that's true. And Buffalo's scary. I mean, I think you can make an argument either way. As you know, Buffalo, considering the Tyrod Taylor situation, the things I don't like about the Rams are no first-round pick. You know, is Goff a hit or not? I don't think we know that, but early returns are not favorable. Yeah, I think that's safe to say. You really need to rebuild an offensive line, and no first-round pick, and you don't have, and, you know, mediocre amount of cap space, from what I understand. So, you know,
and Gurley may not be what we expected him to be either. So the two foundation pieces, Gurley and Goff,
right,
may not be you know, top level talent. So, you know,
I mean,
everybody's saying LA is being in LA is a big, you know, positive. I don't know. I mean, Kroenke, he certainly had patience with his last coach. But I think there's better jobs than the Rams. Broncos, pretty juicy job though, isn't it?
For sure. I mean, they were Super Bowl champs just a year ago. So I mean, less than a year ago, they hoisted the Lombardi. I think, you know, a patient ownership, that's certainly encouraging there. I think working with Elway is a positive, although, you know, some of these jobs, maybe you could come in and have more say in personnel than you would in Denver. I mean, that's going to be Elway's gig. Quarterback problems, though. You know, I mean, right now they don't have a great quarterback, so some of that would depend on what are your thoughts on Lynch now and when he was coming out in the draft. Do you have a conversation with Elway? Is, you know, might we be in the Romo market this offseason? And it is a good job, but that's a tough division. They need to fix their running game, and they need to fix their run defense. So it's not perfect.
Well, yeah, nothing is, but, you know, you keep Wade. They have $40 million in cap room, which is middle of the road this year. But if you have $40 million, you can do some things. And, you know, you fix that, you help the running game. And I don't think the quarterback situation is that dire, because what if the coach that comes in say, hey, you know, I had Lynch ranked really high and I think I can work with him. Because we don't know I don't think his first year is a disappointment that Lynch didn't play much. I think that was the plan all along.
No, I 100% agree. And I do think that Simeon has proven, too, that even if Lynch isn't ready for week one next year, he can hold down the fort and have a similar output like they did this year and hopefully give him a little bit more of a running game to lean on. But, you know, injuries happen to everybody. But, you know, yeah, I think it's a good point. I mean, you're a little closer to those guys than I am. I mean, to me, Shanahan there seems just like the perfect fit of all time. And then you keep Wade and go from there.
Yeah, I mean, I've been kind of pushing that. You know, there's been talk for a long time that maybe Papa Shanahan and Elway don't have the greatest relationship anymore. But I don't know if that would matter to the kid. I mean, you know, hey, I'm ready. This is a place that I know very well. I know, and he's part of the Kubiak coaching tree as well, Kyle is. And so he's going to know a lot of people on this staff, so there's going to be continuity here, and I think continuity is paramount when you have a coach leave unexpectedly. So, yeah, there's definitely a lot to like. You know, it's funny, Broncos may be the best job opening, Josh McDaniels might be the best candidate, but there's no way in hell that's going to happen because it already was a major disaster. But, you know, you don't see that happen very often where a guy who's hot again and then is like, well, we're scratching this one out because, you know, it was a bomb. But, yeah, I do like Shanahan with the Broncos. Who do you think the Chargers should go after?
See, I'm not great with knowing what these guys bring to the table because, and I'm not avoiding the question or not doing the homework, but it's such a jump from coordinator to head coach that just, you know, for Shanahan, for example, like just because he X's and O's things up well and he's getting the most out of Matt Ryan and, you know, they're the best offense in the league, does that mean he's a leader of a franchise? You know, like, I don't know how any of us know that without knowing the people really well or at least spending the day interviewing them in these extensive interview processes. So I'm not avoiding the question, but it comes up every year, and it's one of the things in my job I'm always least comfortable talking about is, do you think Terrell Austin's going to be a good head coach? I don't know.
That's why there's so many of them aren't good coaches. That's why there's so much turnover. You know,
much
even the guys who are interviewing don't get it right about half the time.
Yeah, no question. I mean, again, it's a much different skill set. I mean, you're not grinding away at tape or coaching up people as much anymore. You're overseeing things. You're a CEO. You're dealing with media. You're dealing with that kind of stuff. And it is a lot of people hit their head on the ceiling of being a coordinator.
Right. Yeah, interesting. I kind of, you know, Matt Patricia is interviewing with the Chargers. I have a feeling about him. I don't know him, but I have a feeling he might be a good head coach. And I know that Belichick branches usually aren't good head coaches. That's a good young defense in San Diego, and he's obviously done a nice job with that defense. That could be a nice fit, and you keep Wisenhunt with Rivers. That could be a quick fix type situation.
Yeah, I do like that. That's a good call. He's supposedly brilliant from what I understand, too. I kind of feel bad that San Diego got fired. You know, I thought there was good things going on there. I liked both. I thought that in terms of the offense and the defense were both well coached. I mean, maybe he wasn't a great head coach on game day. They lost a lot of close games, but that's not a bad job either, man. I mean, the whole moving situation, are they going to be in L.A. or where are they going to play, is looming, and that's a negative. But you get a quality quarterback, a high-quality quarterback. You get Jason Verrett back, and you get, you know, Allen back and Gordon and, you know, that team doesn't have a ton of needs. You know, I would beef up the O-line a little bit, maybe add a safety, but I think Bosa's a star. That would be a very attractive job to me.
Yeah, we both have a number two for a reason, so I think it's good stuff. We'll talk more about that, the hires as they come in next week and you know, the following week, but let's, you know, talk about the football that's to be played. I wanted to predict the playoffs, and not just this weekend, but each way, as we did before the season in our prediction. So let's start with the AFC, which I think is the least entertaining of the two. I think every team in the NFC has at least a chance. It may not be a big chance, but I could see a scenario where each team in the NFC goes through. I only think there's three teams in the AFC. So let's start with the AFC. Let's go with three against six, Steelers against Dolphins. Who wins that game?
I like Pittsburgh pretty big in this one. And I know Miami steamrolled them a while back, but I think Pittsburgh's a much better defense now. They're much better at home. Ben's much better at home. This Dolphins defense has not played well lately, and they're really lacking talent in their back seven. I've said this a few times, that the one thing I disagree with what you said is I don't think the Lions have any chance to go. And I know we haven't gotten the NFC yet. But I kind of look at the Lions and the Dolphins and think there's always a team or two in the playoffs that should more or less just be happy to get there. And I kind of feel like Miami and Detroit fit that category, that they didn't back in. Well, Detroit kind of did. They finished season strong, especially Miami. But and things are looking up there, especially once Tannehill comes back and they get him, and Gase looks like a winner. Need to fix some things to really be a competitor next year. But I don't see them making a lot of noise at all in the AFC. And I'm with you. I really do think there's three teams in the AFC. And, in fact, I would probably I would say Patriots, draw a line. Chiefs and Steelers are about the same to me, draw a line. And then everybody else is junk. But I would say Miami is better than the game we're going to get to, which is rough. But, unfortunately, that's
injury-related. I think Pittsburgh wins that game, too. Raiders-Houston, I mean, somebody had a great tweet today. It was Greg Rosenthal with NFL Network said, this is the first playoff game ever that has zero playoff implications. That was sad but brilliant.
And what's worse is then you win that game and you go to New England. So the Patriots are the one that really – they're the team that won out of this is the whole car injury situation. And the way Week 17 played out is – they get the rest this week, and then they have that game, which should be a cakewalk. Then you get the Chiefs or Steelers, and really, I mean, only one difficult game stands between the Patriots and the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and they're going to waltz to the championship game. Who do you got in this Texans-Raiders game? And we don't need a big breakdown because we'll probably get back to that a little later, but who do you have in that game?
I guess Houston. I mean, it came out today. It's going to be Osweiler versus Cook. So not only are we getting backups, but we're getting third-string guys, and the guy that got benched is coming back in, too.
Right.
I mean, not that Savage would have been much more exciting. I mean, I like the way Cook threw the ball, but I can't have any faith in him. I just look at the Texans' defense, and I like their defense better than Oakland's, and they're at home. So that's enough for me to go with Houston.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is going to be a very low-scoring game. I like this matchup for the Raiders on paper. I like the matchup for the Raiders on paper against Denver, and Denver punched them in the mouth. You know, the biggest thing I was worried about Derek Carr's injury was that they'd be flat without him, because they were flat without him when he went out against Carolina for about a quarter. And then against the Colts, and it continued against the Broncos. Look at this. They played about 72 minutes without since Carr's injury. 72 minutes, almost five quarters. They've been outscored 35-6. They have nothing without him.
Wow. And those are great stats, and you're 100% right, and it shows how important he is and how well he's developed. But, man, and I think we talked about this last week, I need to see more out of Crabtree and especially Cooper, too. You know, I mean, and Denver's pass defense is historically good. I mean, so I think some people might be overreacting to the Raiders this past week because, man, I mean, nobody throws on Denver. But those guys haven't shown up at all lately, especially Cooper. I mean, Cooper needs to play like a star, bail his quarterback out. And I don't see many people calling him out on it.
Right. And it's been a few weeks, hasn't it?
It's been over a month, I mean, since he's really been an impact player.
Yeah, yeah. Do you see any reason why he seems to not be making an impact?
No. I mean, I thought last year he very much hit the rookie wall and was not the explosive player that he was early in the season. You know, you see that from rookies a lot. This year, I mean, he's struggling to get open more. A lot of drops still. I mean, the drop surprised me. Coming out of Alabama, I didn't think he would be a high drop guy. And he's had drops over both years. But you would think, you know, he's adjusted to the NFL, that he wouldn't be hitting a rookie wall. I hope it's not a theme that the last month of the season is a problem for him.
Right. Yeah, interesting. They didn't run the ball much either, and that certainly what they're going to have to do against Houston. And, you know, I mean, the Broncos have a great run defense, pass defense, but so did the Texans. They're number two, so it's not going to be much easier this week. I think Houston gets through in one of the least exciting playoff games of recent memory, maybe even distant memory. Okay, so that goes chalk 1, 2, 3, 4 in the divisional round. That would give us New England and
Houston.
I mean, New England in a walk, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd like the Patriots' chances in that one, coming off a bye at home where they never lose. Yeah. Steelers-Chiefs could be
okay,
a
what
game.
About the other one? Now the AFC playoffs gets a little interesting. I think there's two interesting games in the AFC playoffs, the AFC title game and 2-3. Pittsburgh at Kansas City. How do you like that one?
I'm leaning towards the Chiefs. You know, I think the bye week's big. I think the home field advantage is big. I like the way they're playing quite a bit, which isn't a knock on the Steelers at all. I think they're playing really well, too. But, you know, someone will probably get dinged up this weekend for the Steelers, and, you know, the Chiefs are going to be resting this time, and they're at home. But that could really go either way. I don't have a strong feel for it. I mean, I haven't thought that far ahead of matchups and things, but
right.
I just
and we'll talk more about that next week, certainly, but...
Sure.
So you're leaning Chiefs.
I am leaning Chiefs.
Can Chiefs, and again, we just want to do this real quick, can Chiefs beat the Patriots?
Yes, I think the Steelers could too. I mean, they're going to be a rightfully underdog in that game in New England no matter what, especially after New England demolishes Houston or Oakland, you know, and, you know, they're a juggernaut. I mean, but I think the Chiefs could be in that game. Big special teams play. They're such a big play team on both sides of the ball and on special teams that if they generate, you know, a 2 Tyreek Hill long touchdowns and a pick six from Eric Berry or, you know, something like that, they could be. But, you know, I mean, the Patriots are the team that allows the fewest big plays. They're always solid on special teams, and Brady never makes a mistake.
Right. Yeah, I have Pittsburgh beating the Chiefs. I think the Steelers may be just a little bit more dangerous this time of year, and then I have New England beating the Steelers, but being competitive. Again, I think those last two games could be really good. So, no surprise, we both have. Our early playoff prediction has New England going both. Let's head over to the NFC, which I think has a chance to be a lot more unpredictable, a lot more exciting games. Who do you like, Seattle, Detroit? Obviously, it's going to be Seattle because you just said you don't think Detroit can get much done.
Yeah, and I'm a big Seattle believer, and I'm having a hard time, you know, throwing them under the bus and forgetting about them, but I don't like how they've played lately either, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not all Earl Thomas. It's more of the offense. But I just don't like – I still don't see any advantages for Detroit. You know, like I said that when Detroit played Green Bay, that, boy, where's the advantage for the Lions? And I just don't see it. I think they're maybe the worst defense in the playoffs. I love Stafford, but they have no running game. Their passing game's good, but it's not enough to – compete with a big-time, you know, team on the road, in my opinion. But you look at the Lions kind of came in with a whimper, but it's been a good year for them. They get a little playoff experience, and Stafford's been great. I think they could come back next year and make some noise, but that's a tough matchup going to Seattle, even though Seattle's not playing well. They're still 7-1 at home.
Right. It's still Seattle.
Yeah.
I'm kind of with you that, you know, I'm a big believer in Seattle – Super Bowl choice back in August, but they haven't been right for a while, and you know, they struggled in San Francisco last week. They're not themselves for some reason, and I don't know if that changes once, you know, the competition gets tough on the road in the playoffs. But I certainly see them winning this week. How about Green Bay Giants, 4-5?
I really respect the Giants' defense, and I think they can slow things down. I mean, they're tough to play against, and in my opinion, that's probably the best defense in the postseason, and maybe the best defense in the league. But Rodgers is playing really well, and
yeah.
I think the Giants can give him a game. You know, I'm sure Green Bay is going to be favored, and everyone's going to look at it and say, you know, Rodgers is a stud. He's playing MVP level. But when I look at Giants games, I always look at – they're so Odell-centric that I always look at, can Odell go bonkers in this game? Can he blow up and have two touchdowns and 180 yards? Yeah, because the Packers' corners really aren't very good, and they're allowing big games to opposing receivers. And I also think something that hasn't been talked about enough either is – since Paul Perkins has become the running back there, they're starting to actually generate a somewhat consistent ground game over that last month of the season. I mean, I can't pick Eli over Rodgers in Lambeau, but I don't think it's a great matchup for the Packers.
Yeah, interesting, because the Packers' defense is susceptible still, isn't it?
Very, especially against the Packs on the perimeter.
Yeah. Yeah. But can Eli make enough plays?
And McAdoo came from Green Bay. He's very familiar with how they operate and, you know, their systems and how to defend it. And I don't think it's a wonderful matchup for Green Bay.
Oh, interesting. You know, Rodgers, since the last game in which he's thrown an interception, he's thrown 18 touchdown passes.
It's crazy, yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, unreal. I think I'm going to go with the Packers. So, are you saying Packers or Giants?
No, I'm saying the Packers, but I don't think it's an easy one for them at all.
Right. Our best game, you think?
For sure.
Of this weekend?
Really the only, I hate to say it, but I think it's the only competitive game of the weekend.
Really? I hope that's not true. Because that sucks. Because when you only get four of them, you have to wait a whole week. hopefully, Houston and Oakland is competitive. I don't know if it's going to be pleasing to the eyeballs, but hopefully it's competitive.
Yeah, I guess I said that wrong. Like, I don't think, you know, I picked Houston as a
dude. Maybe entertaining, maybe?
Right. I mean, I don't think they're going to win by 24.
Right.
You
see Seattle pounding the Lions?
Yeah, I do. I think the Lions' defense is a problem, and I just don't think they're supposed to go on the road. Miami Steelers could be close, but I tend to think it won't be.
Right. Yeah, maybe 10, 14 points there. Okay, so we move along to the second round of the NFC, where I think things are going to get really cooking. That would be Green Bay against Dallas. Could be a great game.
Could be.
Could be a big problem game for the Dallas Cowboys, too.
Here's a question for you. If you're a Cowboys fan, who do you want to win the Green Bay Giants game? Like, nobody wants to play against Rodgers right now, but their only two losses are against the Giants.
Hell of a question.
Yeah.
Hell of a question. Yeah, I mean, they lost the Eagles this week, but, you know, that was with the B squad. Yeah, I don't know. That's a hell of a question. I probably would rather play the Giants because I think the Cowboys would be a little bit more focused. Now, I know it's silly. It's a divisional round. You're going to be focused, but – I mean, all week that coaching staff's going to have. They beat us twice. We haven't beat them. Every mistake on the practice field, you can't do that because they beat us. So I think they'd be a little bit more sharper for the Giants.
Maybe. I mean, I don't want to face Rodgers, that's for sure, and I think he would torture that defense, which I think is a decent defense. But I actually just wrote an article for FanRag about comparing the Cowboys right now to the Panthers of 1 year ago, as you know, they were 15-1 going into they were the one seed going into the playoffs. And the big thing I said was that Panthers defense is just so much better. You know, I mean, that they had Kuechly and Norman and Short and Lulele and made tons of big plays. And you know, where I think Dallas's defense is adequate, I think you can win the Super Bowl with that. But if Green Bay or Atlanta or one of those type of teams is the opponent, they're going to let up yards. They're going to let up points.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I think that's such a fascinating situation for the Cowboys, because it's going to be tough either way. I think the Packers would beat that. This is my prediction. I think Packers beat the Cowboys.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm not completely sold on the Cowboys.
Sure.
I just think the Packers got this thing rolling right now, and what the hell? Why not? You know, that would take us to Seattle at Atlanta. What would be your thoughts of that game? That could be an entertaining game as well. They had a great game earlier in the year this year.
Yeah, I think it would be. And this one, I'm not avoiding the conversation at all, but I'd really like to see how Seattle plays in round one before I looked at this game, because they're so up and down that if they just dismantle the Lions, I might be convinced again and be back on the train to say, look out for the Hawks. You know, they're rolling. They might be the best team in the NFC. You know, when we talk 1 week from now, I can envision the scenario where I say the Hawks might be, or the team to beat in the NFC after they beat up on the Lions. But as it stands today, I just think Atlanta's offense is too good at home, but I don't trust their defense at all. I mean, to me, it's right there with Detroit as the worst defense in the playoffs. They're going to have to win shootouts, and they're certainly equipped. You know, Ryan's playing really well, doesn't turn the ball over. They're at home. I'm sure they'll be favored in that game, and I'm leaning towards Atlanta. But if by chance they can't protect Ryan well, I mean, that Seattle pass rush is still very formidable. I can see Seattle winning that game.
Yeah.
I think the second round of the NFC is going to be highly entertaining.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, give me who do you think is going to – at right now, who's going to the Super Bowl from the NFC?
I don't know. I guess I say Dallas, but I'm not convinced at all. You know, like I said, I'm not enamored with the defense. Dak's still a rookie. You know, I mean, he's played really, really well, but if they run into a team that they can't run all over, like the Giants, I could see them getting derailed. And I'm starting to lean towards you that the Packers could win this game and then go to Dallas and knock them off. And if they do, I'd have a hard time betting against Green Bay. So I'm going to say Green Bay. I'm going to say Green Bay New England Super Bowl.
I'm in on that. That'd be awesome. I was just thinking about that earlier. I mean, you know, Brady Rodgers Super Bowl, I think it's about time.
Yeah, that'd be historic, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. But I think it's going to be in Atlanta. So, obviously, we both aren't sold on the number one seed in the NFC, and I don't know why I'm not. I guess I don't know, because I'm a believer in Dak Prescott, because I think everybody's waiting for his implosion, but if he's going to implode, I think he already would have. And he's just been too damn cool to totally blow a playoff game. He may not be great, but I don't know if he's going to blow it up.
Yeah, and I don't think he will either. I mean, I don't think he's going to throw three picks and, you know, have a hard time completing passes. But my thoughts on him are more along the lines of, if his defense is not stopping people, can he put 28, 30, 35 on the board in the NFC Championship game and keep up with Ryan or Rodgers?
Yeah. So it might just become just Dallas' defense not being able to keep up with another offense.
Right. I mean, I feel like Atlanta is a great pick. I think they could win the Super Bowl. I think they could go to the Super Bowl. But in order to do so, I think they have to put a, you know, they're going to be in shootouts. And if that means a shootout against Dallas, can Dak keep up? You know, can they totally take the air out of the ball and run it like crazy and still keep up with the Falcons points-wise? I don't know. But, I mean, they're really good. I mean, their offense is great, but I just have a little bit of question. I mean, I'd like to see it from them first.
So, to recap, you have Packers-Patriots. I have Falcons-Patriots. I think that would be aesthetically pleasing to everybody, either matchup. And, obviously, the NFC playoffs is way more intriguing than the AFC playoffs, especially this weekend.
Yes, for sure. I really am looking forward to one of these three games much more than the other. like you said, I think there's two big games on the horizon in the AFC, whoever New England plays in the AFC Championship most likely, and Chiefs versus Steelers. But the second round on, I mean, I really only see one bad game in the NFC, is I think Detroit gets stomped.
And then that's it. Yeah. So it's going to be fun. Is there any particular matchup this weekend that you're intrigued by, even though you may not be intrigued by the games themselves? Is there an offense-defense matchup, receiver-corner that you're really keeping your eye on?
I certainly think the whole Packers offense versus Giants defense in basically every phase is really exciting, but particularly their secondary, Landon Collins against Jared Cook, who's been really good for them. Is it going to be Jenkins, who's supposed to be back? Is he going to go on Nelson, who's, you know, really established himself as a number one? And then you get probably Apple on Adams. That's a good matchup, too, two younger guys. So that whole passing game is intriguing to me. I like the Giants' defensive line, but I don't think – I think what hurts them there is the Packers' protection is just so good. And I'm not sure that Green Bay will try to run the ball a whole heck of a lot, you know, against Harrison and that really good front, that it'll be a Rodgers game as usual, but I think the protection is going to be the key.
Yeah. But it sounds like that's the game we really have to pay attention to. I thought that was going to be the Saturday night game. You know, I really did. New York team,
yeah.
The Packers. I was a little surprised by Seattle-Detroit. I mean, usually the Saturday night game in the playoffs is the premier game.
I didn't even put two and two together on that. But, I mean, usually the first game's the worst game, correct?
And they got that one right.
And they nailed that.
It's just not going to be any fun to watch. And I feel bad for Raider fans because, you know, I do a Raider podcast and, you know, I cover them closely. And they're rightfully so. They should be so excited in the playoffs for 14 years. And they had a chance. I don't think they were going to get past the divisional round, but they would have been exciting, and there would have been an interesting out, and their games would have been interesting, and there's nothing to be excited about right now.
Yeah, and maybe they would have ended up with a bye, and maybe Kansas City or Pittsburgh, if it would have laid out differently, would have went to New England and knocked them off, and then all of a sudden the Raiders are hosting the AFC Championship game. You know, I mean, that's not all that far-fetched.
No, I mean it was heading that way, at least to be in position for that way, and now it's blown up, and you just got to hope for Connor Cook. I mean, could we see Cook do some things? I mean, he threw some decent balls, and his ball security wasn't very good, but he'll improve upon that. I mean, that was his first NFL action, and he said after the game, "We're running plays that I've never run before in practice because." This dude's a third-string guy. You don't get any run, you know? Donald Penn says, first time I heard his voice was last week when he ran with the ones just, you know, as the backup for a couple of plays.
That's crazy, yeah. I mean, because it's also new, and, you know, you got to think as a coaching staff, you're just trying to get McGloin ready as much as you can, give him every rep. He hasn't gotten many reps with the ones either. And now all of a sudden you go to the three immediately, and it's rough. But, I mean, he fell in the draft. He has talent. I mean, he throws the ball well. I think he throws the ball better than McGloin. He has talent. I mean, I was told he fell in the draft because of personal reasons. He's not very likable. You know, people don't want to be around him. And not that he's a bad guy, but he's just not, you know, that's why he fell, is for more character reasons than his play. So, I don't know. Could he be a Jay Cutler-like career, maybe? I don't know. And maybe he does.
First unlikable quarterback you could think of?
Right. And he's not as talented as Cutler, but Cutler's the one that came to mind. I wish that they weren't playing such a good pass defense, though. You know, that I wish they were playing an average pass defense instead of 2 weeks in a row for Connor Cook to go Denver-Houston. That's a rough slate.
Yeah. It's going to be. They're going to have to run the ball. And I know this isn't a betting podcast, but I sure don't like that over in that game, I'll tell you that.
Right. No doubt.
Yeah, you know, this is going to be a little slugfest. And, you know, I mean, Texans, last year they got beat 30-0 at home in the playoffs. So I don't even want to see them either, you know?
No, not at all. I mean, their quarterback situation's as bad. Horrible.
Yeah. You know, I mean, Matt Moore is by far the best of those three, right? I mean, Miami's situation doesn't look that bad compared to the other two teams.
Oh, I 100% agree. Yeah, I mean, I think Moore's a quality quarterback, although it's a little tough to judge. I mean, I liked him a lot before he had this big stretch of never playing, and he's looked okay since. He's not bashful. I think he's going to read defenses and move the ball better than these other guys. I mean, it wouldn't blow me away if Miami won that game. If that offense really, you know, Ajayi and those weapons had a big game, I'm not calling for it. But, you know, I think he could win a playoff game.
Now, could this be the Ajayi Le'Veon Bell masterpiece? Could that be the game plan for both teams? Just grind it out with those two dudes?
I think it almost has to be for Miami, and he had huge success against the Steelers when they played the first time. I mean, that was his breakout game, over 200 yards. For the Steelers, I think you look at it that way because Miami's run defense is so bad, but I also don't think they have any kind of answer for Antonio Brown.
Right.
You know,
right, so the Steelers have options. The Steelers are going to be able – they're going to be able to play Steeler football.
Yeah.
You know,
if you're
going to
take one thing away, I think they'll
hit
you hard with another superstar.
Now, he had 200 yards against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's run defense is better now, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. You know, they're playing three young guys, their first three draft picks. All those guys have gotten better. And not to mention Miami doesn't have Pouncey now either. You know, that was the best and healthiest their line had been during that stretch. I like Ajayi a lot, though. I think Ajayi is not a flash in the pan at all.
Yeah, you said that before. You said that he was injured and that's why he dropped. You could be
a
serious player. Cool. And, you know, I it's kind of a weird way to end this show because it's not about a guy playing this week, but I don't want to forget about it. He's a guy that just flashes to me every time I see him at a non-flash position. But Chris Jones, that second-round defensive tackle from the Chiefs, is he going to be the next dominant guy? He seems to always make plays. I just wanted to ask you about him.
Yeah, he's been a really nice addition for those guys. One of the better defensive rookies for sure. Doesn't get talked about nearly enough. Really talented. Pass rush ability. You know, like they've had a pretty good three-man defensive line, but none of those guys are really upfield players. He's a little more explosive and upfield and pass rush guy, long arms, than they've had there of late. He's been a real nice addition for those guys. And he won't even get into consideration or hardly get any votes, but I don't think he's all that far off the pace for Defensive Rookie of the Year. I mean, but it's going to go to Bosa, and rightfully so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the AFC's got some defensive players these days.
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, and I like Jalen Ramsey a lot, too, another rookie in the AFC.
Yeah, so cool. Well, all right, well, hey, next week we will talk more about maybe there'll be a coaching hire or two. Maybe there'll be another dismissal or two. And we'll get to the round. We're going to get to some meaty playoff football next week. So can't wait to talk about it, Matt. Thanks for listening to No Relation NFL Podcast with Matt and Bill Williamson. Take care. Enjoy the playoff rounds. Thanks a lot, Matt.